EA is now scandal-constrained. By Guy Ravel. It's been at least a few months since the last proper EA scandals, and we're now desperately trying to squeeze headlines out of the past ones. On the contrary, a few scandals have been wrapped up. 1. SBF was sentenced to 25 years in prison. 2. The investigation regarding Owen Cotton Barrett presented its findings. 3. Wytham Abbey is being sold. Indeed, even OpenPhil's involvement in the Wytham Abbey sale shows they're now less willing to fund new scandals. Therefore, it seems to me that EA is now neither funding nor talent constrained, but rather scandal constrained. This cannot go on. We've all become accustomed to a never-ending stream of scandals, and if that stream dwindles, we might find ourselves bored to death, or worse, the world might stop talking about EA all the time. I therefore raise a few ideas for discussion, feel free to add your own. 1. EA funds should open a new scandal fund to create a continuous supply. 2. CEA's community health team should hire a person to look harder for scandals lying under the surface. 3. Nick Bostrom should publish a book. 4. EA should work harder on encouraging group housing of people with their bosses, preferably in secluded areas abroad. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for the Effective Altruism Forum. It was first published on April 1, 2024. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.